This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price, who represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also a physician. He's chairman of the GOP Policy Committee, which makes him a member of the House Republican leadership, and he's a member of both the House Ways and Means and Budget Committees. We want to get his thoughts for the next several minutes on the Path to Prosperity. That's the name of the plan issued earlier this week by House Budget Committee Chairman Paul Ryan, his roadmap for fiscal solvency going forward. And the biggest issues, of course, Congressman, are his push for reforming Medicare and Medicaid. And I want to start there in our conversation, since I want to draw on your background as a physician on what you think of his plans to address those two major entitlement programs. Already, of course, we've seen that he plans to cut about $6.2 trillion from the president's proposed budget, about $4 trillion from existing spending levels. Of course, from the other side of the aisle, we've seen allegations that this plan would force seniors to starve and get either substandard or have to pay way too much than they can afford for their medical care. So what can you tell us about what is and what is not in the Medicare and Medicaid aspect of the chairman's plan?
Well, the demagoguery and the hyperbole that's coming out of the other side has been truly predictable, but it's really is sad because it distorts the debating issues. The fact of the matter, and that's what we ought to be dealing with in this, is facts, is that neither the Medicare or the Medicaid system are sustainable as they currently are. And so it's not like we can continue on the current road that we're on because we're going bankrupt as a country. And so we've got to reform the system, and we believe that positive reform results in the Medicaid system to have the decisions made closer to the people. The block granting of Medicaid to the states, just like welfare was reformed and in fact saved in the 90s, similar type of program, and allows governors and state legislatures to be able to control the decisions about what happens in their Medicaid program. Certainly what happens in California or New York may be significantly different than what happens in Georgia or Idaho, and states ought to be able to make those decisions. They ought not be foisted upon them from the federal government. So we block grant Medicaid to the states. In terms of Medicare, the Medicare system is collapsing of its own weight. The unfunded liabilities in the Medicare program are literally tens of trillions of dollars, and so it's got to be reformed. What we believe is that you need to make certain that it's in place as it currently exists for those in or near retirement. We define that as about 55 years of age and above. And below that level, we want to make certain that we provide a guarantee of medical coverage for those individuals below the age of 54 currently when they reach retirement age. But it's a system that would be much more responsive to them. In fact, it's modeled after the Federal Employee Health Benefit Program. So when you heard the president say every American ought to have what members of Congress have for their insurance, well, this is precisely that. It would allow seniors the opportunity to have a premium subsidy, a premium support that would allow them to select the insurance coverage that's best for them, not having the government dictate it to them. So we also provide greater subsidies for those who are poor or greater subsidies for those that are in ill health. And we actually decrease the subsidies for those that have significant resources. So it does all of the things that will restore and save the Medicare program as opposed to let it go bankrupt, as apparently the president and the other side are willing to do.
So the private sector is going to have a role in the competition that older Americans can choose from for their medical coverage. It's not just going to be a lump sum like we have currently with Medicare.
Absolutely, and that's the beauty of it. That's the thing that allows for greater flexibility in a system that's much more responsive to patients as opposed to responsive to government bureaucrats.
And one of the complaints I would imagine, I think a couple of people have said this, is that since they're older Americans, their likelihood of encountering medical problems is going to be higher than the average American needing a coverage, so their policy premiums are going to be substantially more expensive. How do you expect that to play out?
Well, and that's why the subsidy that we provide, the premium support that we provide, is essentially equal to that amount that is necessary to provide the kind of coverage that it currently exists in Medicare. So this is a guaranteed program that provides medical assistance, medical premium support for those individuals who reach retirement age. It's the thing that will save the Medicare system. The way that the savings occur is, again, that we provide a lesser subsidy for those who are of significant means, and we allow for competition within the system, which, as you know, the beauty and the wonder of competition that it provides greater choices for individuals much more efficiently, much more effectively, and much more cost-effectively, so that we get savings in the program.
Congressman, what have you heard from older residents in your district, those directly affected by these proposed changes? Because over time, over history has shown that those currently on Medicare, well, that wouldn't change, but those approaching 55 and a little bit younger than that would see some serious changes, as would Social Security potentially here. So what have you heard? Are they apprehensive, or do they see the fiscal situation and understand that something needs to be done?
Well, the ones in and near retirement, the 55 and above, understand that that nothing will change for them in either Medicare or Social Security, that they will be receiving the benefits that they've counted on as they prepare for their retirement. The ones below 55, the vast majority of them, for both Social Security and Medicare, know that the program isn't going to survive anyway, that they're not going to be able to get the current program because the federal government's not going to be able to afford that. So they're looking for greater opportunities, greater options, greater flexibility in a program, and most of them that understand the program that we're discussing and talking about understand that that will give them exactly what they desire, that is the kind of choices in their health care that they want for themselves in the future.
Congressman, last question. I know you've got a busy day. We're obviously seeing a huge fight right now over $61 billion. One person today said what we're really arguing about here in the short term is the 0.05 out of the $1.65 trillion annual deficit we're looking at right now. If that's such a huge fight, how do you size up the chances of pushing something like the Ryan plan through?
Well, it's a great question, and I guess the question ought to go to those individuals on the other side of the aisle who absolutely refuse to even consider $61 billion. What we believe is that the American people spoke loudly last November, and what they said is that this fiscal house is a train wreck that is happening. It's not about to happen. It's happening. That we need to stop the madness and stop the crazy spending here in Washington. The budget that we've put forward, that Congressman Ryan and the Budget Committee are working on as we speak, is a positive vision for the future of America. It says that there can indeed be a path to prosperity, but we got to get our fiscal house in order now. And that's why you got to decrease spending, you got to broaden the tax base, lower tax rates so we can increase the vitality in the system, at the same time ensuring the health and retirement security for senior Americans.
Congressman, great pleasure to have you with us as always. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price represents his state's 6th Congressional District. He's also a physician, member of the House Ways and Means, as well as the Budget Committee, and he is the Policy Committee Chairman inside the House Republican leadership. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.